Everyone is one week at a time, and you know, we don't worry about individual accolades. We just go out there and try to get a victory and try to be the last team standing.
And I know you're well aware that they've had some good games this year, beating some pretty good teams.
Without a doubt. I think they are undefeated in our division so far. So, you know, we got to change that. You know, like I said, we got to start from beginning to the end, you know, put the clamp down and not let these guys get in the air.
Is the focus for this defense right now clamping down in the fourth quarter? Is that the major thing you guys want to get better at?
It is. You know, we've had a nasty taste in our mouth for, I would say, probably the last 5 weeks. You know, it's just we got to continue to stay focused and locked in and not letting anybody get anything. That's the way our defense has been taught. That's the way we need to start playing and continue to play.
Yeah, and that's the most human thing in the world to me. You're up 31-3 that you wouldn't have the intensity you had when the game started. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it does, but you know, not being a defensive mentality guy. You know, you want to go out there and get a three and out, shut guys down every time you're out there. You know, I got to do better in coverage, you know, not let the tight end down the middle of the field. So we all got to do our job and not let up at the end of the game. So that's been our key point of emphasis this whole week and the past few weeks. So we got to get that corrected, and we will.
Yes, one more thing for me. Is there a maturity on this team that maybe hasn't existed here in past years?
Yeah, it most definitely is. You know, we go out there, we take advantage of every rep we get in practice. You know, even when something goes wrong, we know what's wrong. We know how to correct it, and we just continue to go out there every day and just play hard. And, you know, going against our offense every day, that helps us out a lot. You know, vice versa. We help them, they help us out too. So it is definitely a maturity level, and guys take advantage, and, you know, we're adults now.
Oh, yeah. I like it. You brought it up. Who wins most of those battles, offense or defense?
No, we're not going to get into that, but Peyton knows who wins.
Every week I'm looking at the game book, you're participating in 100% of the plays, 100%, 100%. Vaughn gets a break. Keith gets a break. You wish you get a little bit of a...
I don't like coming off the field, you know, and it's something that my coaches and my teammates see that, you know, I need to be out there to make the plays, and, you know, it's just one of those things that I accept as being a leader on the team, you know, out there giving them my all every play.
What's different about Trent in comparison with guys like Martin, McFadden, other great running backs that you faced this year?
He's a combination of both those guys, speed, athletic, power. You know, watching him in college, I was a big fan of him. So, you know, he's one of those guys that's a workhorse. You know, and I say that he can carry the ball 30, 40 times a game and carry the last snap like it's his first snap.
Cut their offensive line. Raheem was saying it's the best one that he's seen all year. What do you see from them?
You know, man, they're a physical offensive line. You know, that center does a great job of getting up to the next level. You know, they got pretty good tackles. So it's going to be a good challenge for us to make sure we take the physicalness to them.
I came late. Is Trent Richardson the main focus for this defense coming into this week?
For a linebacker standpoint, he most definitely is. Front seven, we got to stop the rushing attack. You know, we got to make sure we shut that down immediately. As soon as they come out, we got to be the physical group and take it to them.
Since you started this winning streak, you guys have the best run defense in yards per game, yards per carry. What's been the difference?
Continue to buy in week in and week out. You know, that's one of the point of emphasis every week. Stop the run. You know, we've had a bunch of good challenges of going up against a lot of top running backs, and that's what we hang our hat on. You know, we want to be one of the best run defenses in the NFL, and it starts every week.
Christmas came early for this team. You guys control your destiny. How nice is it to be home for the final two games?
Really nice. You know, it's home field advantage. When that crowd gets jumping and pumping, it's like a 12th man on the football field, and it's really unfair.